Mishnayis Psochim Perik Dalad. We're learning Mishnayis Lilu Nishmas Sarer Elke Baser Pshneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away on Achrin Shel Pesach Hayalofin Tovshin Ayin, and this is being studied Lilu Nishmoso Tehin Nishmoso Tzur Betzurachayim B'Toich Shloishim in the Avelus Perik Dalad. Mishnah Aleph in Psochim. Mokim shenogu lasis malacha bere Pesach at Chatzos. In those places where the custom is that you do work on the eve of Pesach, you do work till half a day. Oisim, then you can do the work until half a day. But mokim shenogu shaloi lasis, where the custom is that you shall not do work on erev Pesach, and oisim, then you're not permitted to do. Ha'elech mimokim sheoisim lemokim she'ein oisim. One who goes from a place in which work is done on Erev Pesach, but he finds himself in a place where you do not do work on Erev Pesach, or the other way around, he's going from a place in which you do not work on Erev Pesach, and he finds himself that you do work, a place that you do work on Erev Pesach, Noisnim Olov, we place on the person Chumrei Mokim Sheyotze Misham, the strictness of the place that he has gone out from, and the strictness of the place to which he came. So if he goes from a place that you do not work, he's also not allowed to work, even though in this place they do work. If he is going in a place that you do not work, he's also, and even though his place does work, he's still not permitted to work. Because the person should not change his custom from the place where he is, that is because there should be no argument. However, by not working, that will not cause no machlekes, no disagreement, no argument, even if everybody works, and he is not going to do work, so people will say that he doesn't have any work to do, so that will not cause a machlokes, and that's why he should not work, even the place that he's doing, that he finds himself now, they are working. Says the Bar Tanura, Mokim Shenogu, if it's a place where they're accustomed to do Ad Chatzois, which is Ad Chatzi Hayom, that's up till half a day, and if it's place shenogu the shaloi lasis, not to do work. The reason for not doing work, says the Bar Tanura, is kidei shaloi yehi torud b'melocha, he should not be preoccupied with his job, v'yishkach b'yur chametz, and he'll forget about burning the chametz, v'shchitas Pesach, and the slaughtering of the Pesach, v'tikun matzah shal mitzvah, and the preparation of the matzah for the mitzvah for the night of Pesach. V'al yishane odom, the person shouldn't change. What is the Mishnah trying to tell us here? This is what it's saying. One who travels from a place, goes from a place that they do not do work, to a place that they do work, we place upon him the strictness of the place that he's gone out. He should not do work, even though in the place that he is coming, people are working. So the Mishnah is saying, this that we always know that a person should not change from the custom of the city. That is only, that's not but for the reason, for the making a fight, an argument. But here, there will be no argument if he doesn't do as the people of the city do. The Mai Ka'amrit, what are you going to say? Haraya Isay Batl. One who sees that he is not preoccupied, that he's empty, he's not working, Aymer will say, Zesha Batl, this that he's not working, Choshev Shamalocha Asura, he thinks that prohibited the work, V'cholek Al Kulanu, and he's disagreeing on all of us. So that means that would cause a machlekes. So you're not going to say, because if a person is going to say, so that's one option, is to say, why is he not working? Because he thinks that he's better, he disagrees with everybody, and he knows that you're not supposed to work. He says, lo yomer achi. He's not going to say that. The person is going to see, does work a lo yomer, he's going to say, ain't le malach, he doesn't have work. Shari kamo batloni mika b'shuka, koi mis hashona. How many people going waste, don't do work, are there in the marketplace all days of the year? Says the Bartanura further, this that we learned the Mishnah, that we give upon him, we place upon him the stringencies of the place that he's gone from there, so that he shouldn't work, even if the place that he's now, he does work. That's only at the time that he has in mind to go back to his place. But if he does not have in mind to go back to his place, so then he should conduct himself like the custom of the people of the place that he went there. Bein lekula, bein lechumra, whether it's for making it lighter for him so that he could work, or it's lechumra that he could not work. In either way, he has to accept the place where he is now, if he's planning to stay there. Mishnah Beis. Another halacha similar to this, hamoylich peiris shvis, one who is taking fruit that were grown in the seventh year of Shemitah, memokim shecholu, from a place that the fruit have already been finished, they're no longer fruit in the field, which means that the animals, the wild animals, also don't have any fruit left in the field. So then the halacha is that the fruit that the owner of the field has in his house, he has to take him out to the field and give it up to the animals. They should be able to eat from it. So if it's a place where they've already finished, and then he leads them, he takes them away from there, lamokim shalaychalu, to another place that there is still left over fruit in the field for the animals. So in that case, he does not have to make them ownerless at this point, because there's still enough food for the animals in the field. Or the other way around, or he's taking fruit from Shvis, from the place where there is a field, in the field there is plenty of fruit still for the animals, and in that place you don't have to give out your fruit. And then you're leading it, lamakim shekalu, to another area where there is no longer in the field of from the fruit for the animals. And in that place, you should give up and be mafkir, make ownerless the fruit that you have. You can't hold in your house anymore. So then the din is chayiv levair, that you must remove them from your house into the field and to give it, make it ownerless to the animals. Because we go after the strictness from the place that you are coming from him, and also to the place that you're coming to. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Aimrim loy tzei v'hove loch af ato," that we tell him, "Go ahead and bring you too." So, Rabbi Yehuda with the first Tana argue, when a person, so the person has soaking in vinegar three types of vegetables together. And two of these types of vegetables are no longer in the field. But the third type you still have in the field. So the first Tana of the Mishnah holds that since these three vegetables are giving a taste together, they're all together in the vinegar, so then you are still permitted to eat in your house and hold on to the two types that are no longer in the field, because there is still from the third type is still there, so you can still hold on to the other two. But Rabbi Yehuda says no, that we tell him, go bring from these two kinds that you have, so you should bring from the field those two types, just like you bring from the third one, because the third one he still has in the field. So he's gone, but he doesn't have them anymore, because those two items are no longer, because he doesn't find them anymore. So therefore, we're telling him that then you have to get rid of them from the house, also into the field, and you cannot have them continue soaking together. Bar Tanura, Hamoylich Peiris Shvis Memokim Shekolu. The Mishnah says a similar din is one who brings fruit of the Shvis in a place that they have already been finished. Says the Bartanura, so that the animals in the field no longer have those fruit.
So then,
so the people of that place where they've been finished, they're obligated to remove it from the house. They can no longer hold on to those kinds. So this person goes and takes those fruit to a place where the kinds is still in the fields, and they haven't yet been finished over there. And the people of that place where he brought them to, they're still eating from those fruits that that are in the house. But this guy that's bringing chayv levayir, he has to move in the house. He can't leave in the house because he has the strictness of the place that he has left. And since in his place they no longer are allowed to hold it in the house, he has to also give it out to the field. Then the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that we say to him, you also go bring. What does that mean? So the Bartunu explains, Plukta de Rabbi Yehuda v'Tanakama, the disagreement of Rabbi Yehuda v'Tanakama is Bekoivish gimul mina yerek b'chaymetz, that if he's soaking three types of vegetable in vinegar oy betzir, or in the on the juice, lihiskayim, to preserve. Two of these types of vegetables have been completed to the animal of the field. And the third one has not finished. The first Tanakh holds that he can eat from those that have been finished, from the types that have been finished, leaning on the one who has not yet finished. Since they're in one barrel, so you can go ahead and eat it together. And so he understands his matter. Because when it says, how do we see, where does the Tanakhama say this? In this halacha, where was he talking about it? Because the Tanakhama says, Mimokoim shaloi kolu, from a place where they haven't finished, Lemokoim shekolu, legamri. So it's mashma to a place where it's totally finished, then chayavim levayir. Avoloi kolu kulon, but if not all types have been totally finished, elamiktsason, but only some of them have been finished, so then, oichel af mimina kolu, then he should be permitted to eat, even from the type that has been finished, kozman sheloi kolu kulon, as long as not all of them have been finished. The oichlon, he can eat them, as macha achrin, leaning on the last one that is still available in the field, he can hold them all. But that's how it seems in the words, that's how we see this disagreement in the words of the Tanakhama. But Rabbi Yehuda, says, no. Aymerim loy, we say to him, tzei v'hovei loch af ato ma'isa amin shekolo. You go and bring in from that type that has been finished, just like this person brought, and you're not going to find. You too bring, just like this other person brought there, but you're not going to find it. That's why you cannot eat. Only from the type that has not yet finished, that you can keep. Because we cannot eat from those types that have been finished in the field, al smach to lean hamin shalaykola on the kind that has not been finished. V'chayiv levayir haminim shakolu. And he's obligated to take out from the house those kinds that have been finished in the field. V'aloche ke Rabbi Yehuda, the aloche is like Rabbi Yehuda, that he cannot hold on any longer in his house. The koyi b'shitzei Rabbi Gamliel, because he goes in the view of Rabbi Gamliel, shahalocha kimoisei, who the ruling is like Rabbi Gamliel, b'mesechas shviz, perega pegim. Mishnah Gimel. Mokav shenagu limchoyer behem adak lanochri, in a place where the custom is that we sell a young animal, like sheep, to a guy, to a non-Jew mechir, then you can sell. Mokav shenagu shalei limker. But where there is the custom that you do not sell these young animals to a non-Jew, a mechrim, then you're not allowed to sell. Or b'chol mokim, and in all places, a mechrim lamb, you can't sell to the goyim behem agasa, large animals like oxen and cows, agolim or calves, v'siyochim and young donkeys, shleimim, whether they're whole, or shvurim and broken ones. Rabbi Yehuda mati b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can sell them broken animals. Has like a broken leg. Ben Beseder matir b'sus. Ben Beseder says that a horse you are permitted to sell to a goy, and through a third party a dealer, then you are permitted to sell all kinds of animals to the goy. Says the Bar Tanura, Mokim shenogu shelo limker, the place where the people have the custom not to sell the behemah daka. Says the Bar Tanura, the achmiru al atzmam, they were stringent of themselves. The reason they don't sell a behemah daka is dilma also limker gas, because you might come to sell a large animal. So therefore, they don't. In certain places, they also extended it to the smaller animals. But he says, but in all places we cannot sell them the large animals. The reason is the gozer rabbanon, because the rabbanon were they have decreed shem or yashil or yaskir behem telev dekachavim, that a person might lend or rent his animal to a non-Jew. The mitzvah shvisas behem, a person is commanded that his animal must rest on Shabbos, inami or sometimes. So first of all, if you're going to sell him, you might come to lend him too, and then he's going to work with it on Shabbos. Inami, or another reason is pam shemechul erev Shabbos. Sometimes he's going to sell it to him on erev Shabbos im chashecha at nightfall. Vitzoyik lo haYisrael, and the Jewish person yells at her kidei sheteilech lifnei hakoina, that she should go in front of the buyer. Vehi Makeres Koila, she recognizes his voice. Vayleches Machamose, and she goes because of his voice. Vinimtzo Mechamer Achar Bemti B'Shabbos, so it comes out that he's Mechamer, he's leading his in behind of his behem on Shabbos, and he's not letting rest on Shabbos. So that's why you don't sell to them. Then also Agolim B'Siyachim, these calves and the young donkeys, the Bartunu Ketani, small ones. Even though they are not, they don't do work because they're small, because of their smallness, but nevertheless, you can easily exchange them by selling them as big ones. So that's why you don't even sell the agolim usyochim, because of the reasons that said before with the big ones, and they'll be exchanged for the big ones. Ushvurim, and also why not broken ones that don't work? But machafli b'mechiras shleimim, you can exchange. You'll interchange it, and you'll make a mistake, and you might sell them whole ones also. So that's why shvurim are also too. And Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda permits if it's broken. The ein says the Bar Tanura, the ein bas malacha le'olam, because that never will work. However, but with regards to small calves and small donkeys, he'll agree. Since when they'll be older, they'll be workable. So therefore, over there too, he agrees that a person exchanges, a person can make a mistake very easily, and that's why you are not allowed to sell that. But as opposed to a broken bone, where you are permitted. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Aloch ke Rabbi Yehuda, and Aloch is not like Rabbi Yehuda because you're not allowed to at all. Ben Beseira Matir Besus, Ben Beseira says that a horse is permitted. Ho Yil Urechiv Oimed, since a horse is destined for riding it, Bachai Neses Atzmei, so that's not called a Malacha what the Sus is doing, because the living person that is riding the horse is really carrying himself. But Ben Aloch ke Ben Beseira. Halacha is not like Ben Beseder. Ba'al Yidei Sirsur, through a third party, intermediate party, Shori Limker Behem Lev Kechavim, it's permissible to sell an animal to a non-Jew, Bizman She'ein HaBayla Metzuyim Shom Beis HaMechira, at the time, if the owners are not there at the time of the sale. Delea Kalamecha Shema Yashilenu V'Yaskirenu, because we don't worry about the third party. He bought it from them. You know, the third party buys it and then he sells it to the guy. So we don't worry about he's going to borrow it and he's going to rent it, because Shareinu Shaloi, he didn't buy for them, he's a third party, but it's not his, so he can't rent it and he can't borrow it, he can't lend it. I mean, the Sirsu doesn't buy it, the Sirsu just sells it for the Jew, but he, since the Jew is not there at the time, and he has no right, middle person, to just rent it or lend it, because he just told him to sell it. And for the other suspicion that it might go because of recognizing his voice, and then he'll be violating the Mechamer, that also nothing to worry about, because she doesn't recognize the middleman's voice, so she's not going to go, so that is no worry about that also. Mishnah Dalet, Mokum Shenogu Lechel Tzli B'Leil Pesachim. If the custom is to eat roasted on the first night of Pesach, Oichlim, then you can eat it. Mokum Shenogu Shaloi Lechel, if the custom is that you should not eat roasted on the first night of Pesach, Ein Oichlim, we don't eat. Mokum Shenogu Lahadlik Esaner B'Leil Yom HaKippurim. If the custom is that to have a light burning the night of Yom Kippur in the room where a husband and wife are sleeping, Madlikim, then you need to put on a light. Mokum Shenogu Shaloi Lahadlik. If the minig is, the custom is that you do not have a light burning on the night of Yom Kippur in the room where the husband and wife are sleeping, ain't Madlikim, then you do not put on the light. Umadlikim Mevatik Nesiyas, you light, you put on lights on Yom Kippur at night in the Beis Knesses, in the synagogues, Vibati Midrashes, and in the study halls, and in the dark streets, and next to the sick. Says the Bar Tanura, in the places where the custom is not to eat roasted on the night of Pesach, and the reason is, because it seems like he's eating the Korban Pesach outside of Eretz Yisrael. So that's the minhag, not to eat for those places. There's a places that they accustomed lahadlik asaner, to light the candle on the night of Yom Kippur, says the Bar Tanura. B'yom HaKippurim, they lighted the night on Yom Kippur, and the reason is because Yom HaKippurim also betashmir shamita. On Yom Kippur is prohibited to have relationships. B'chol zman shaner doylek, as long as the light is burning, l'yishamish, a person would not have the relationship. Also l'odim l'shamish mitosir l'iraner, because a person is not permitted to have relationship by the light of the candle. So that's why they light the candle, to prevent them, or to make sure they're not going to have relationship. But places shenogu shaloi l'adlik, not to custom, that's because shema yire ishtoi, because then he might see his wife, v'tisachem be'enof, and she'll find favor in his eyes, v'yishamash, and he'll have the relationships. Umadlikin levotik nisiyas, and you do light in the synagogues, and Bar Tanura adds, u'b'chol mokim shein v'ish, v'ish te misyachdim shom, where a husband and a wife do not are there alone, then you do light the lights. Mishnah, Mokum Shenogu Lasis Melacha B'Tisha B'Av, if the custom is that you do work on Tisha B'Av, Oisim, then you are permitted to do Melacha on Tisha B'Av. Mokum Shenogu Shalei Lasis Melacha, where the custom is that not to do work on Tisha B'Av, and Oisim, then you're not allowed to do. U'b'chol Mokum Tamid Chachamim B'Teilim, and Tamidi Chachamim, the people who study, they always, in all places, they have to be free in all places not to do any work on Tisha B'Av. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "La'olam yasa odem atzmi tamid chacham." Every person should hold himself and make himself a tamid chacham, not to do work on Tisha B'Av. V'chachamim emrim, the chachamim say, "B'Yehuda ha'yoisim malacha ba'arvi psochem at chatzos." In the country of Yehuda, the section of Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael, they do work on Erev Pesach until half a day. U'begolil lo yahoisim kol iker, and in the country of Golil, the section of Eretz Yisrael of the Golil, so there they don't work on Erev Pesach at all. V'halayla, and the night that precedes Erev Pesach, so in the Golil, b'shamay ayusrin, b'shamay say that you cannot do malacha even at night time. U'besila matir nada netzachama, and b'sila permit up till the sun sprouts. And b'sila say that all night you're allowed to until the sun goes up in the morning. Says the Bar Tanura that the Mishnah said that in every place the Tamid Chochem are betailing, don't do work on Tisha B'Av. And the Bar Tanura says, "Memalachtam kol oisayim," from the work all that day, so that they should not take away their mind from mourning. And Rav Shimon Gamliel said, argued that La'ilim Yasa Odom Atzmi Ketamid Chacham, a person should make himself into a Talmud Chacham with regards to this halacha. V'loy Michazi Ki Yuhara, doesn't seem like arrogance. Sha'arei said, Batul, one who sees him not doing work, Aymer will say, Ein lo melacha lasis, he has no work to do. V'loy Mipnei Shenoig Be'isur, it's not because he is conducting himself in an Isur. V'chachamim Aymerim, the Chachamim say, B'Yehuda V'chulu, that in Yehuda they would do melacha and erev Pesach till midday. Chacham says the Bartanura. Chachamim svira lehu, the chassages hold that sias melacha ba'arvei psochim, that doing work on erev psochim lav b'minhag talia milsa, it's not dependent on the custom. Ela b'Yehuda hayu matirim, in Yehuda they would permit, u'begalil oisrim isur gamur, and in the Galil they would prohibit it totally. V'lo b'koich minhag, but not because it just is the custom. And that's the difference between the Chachamim and what we learned earlier. Halayla, but what is the halacha with the Leil Yudal, the night to the 14th? La'an shi golil, this is the question is for the people of the golil, sha'isim lasim locha yudarvi psochim, those for them who prohibit to do melacha yudarvi pesach. Be'shamay aysrim, so be'shamay prohibit lahem kichol sharyom tevim, just like all other festivals, shasurim asis melacha, that are prohibited for doing melacha, sha'alayla hilacha chareyim, where the night goes after the day. Ubesila matirim, and Besila says it's permissible. Midi da'aviyah tainis, because this is similar to the tainis. Shayim osur ba'achila, where the day is prohibited by eating. Ba'alayla mutar, the night is permissible, and therefore, even though this is with regards to melacha, they still say Besila that the nighttime is okay. Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Meir Eimer, Rabbi Meir says, Kol melacha shehizchil bo koydim larba osur. Any work that a person began to do before the 14th day of Nisan, in other words, before Erev Pesach, and you need to finish the Malacha on Yontav, Goyim Rabar Ba'osar, so then he can complete the job on the 14th day of Erev Pesach until half a day. Even in the place where the custom is not to do Malacha, so you can finish this Malacha, because you started it, you can finish it. But one should not start to begin with a job on Erev Pesach on the 14th day, even though he will able to finish it by half a day. And the Chachamim say, Shlolish Umnius, there are three crafts people, Oysim Malacha Bar Pesach Ad Chatzos, can do work on the Eve of Pesach until midday. And these are them, the following Bala Malachas, Hachayotim, those are the tailors, V'hasaporim, and the barbers, V'hakoypsim, and those who wash. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Oymer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afaratzonim, also the shoemakers. Says the Bartanura, that the mayor says, any melacha that you started, but we're talking about a melacha, says the Bartanura, she letzoyle chamoid, which is necessary for the yomtiv. V'his chibo koydim yudalad, and he already started before the 14th, goyim rabbi yudalad, he can complete it on the 14th. Afi lubimokim shenogu, even in a place where the custom is shaloy lasis melacha, not to do work. Avo melacha she'ena letzoyle chamoid, but work which is not for the purpose of the yomtiv. Bimokim shenogu lasis melacha isim, that depends on the minig. If it's a place where the custom is to do, you can do. But if it's a place where the custom is not to do, even if he started before the 14th, he cannot finish it. Those people, malachas, that are, Chacham say, are allowed to do three crafts. Hachayotim, those are the tailors. Says the Bartanura, Shori Bezdin B'chol Mokim, that Bezdin permits in all places, because Shekein Motzinu Bahen, because we find by these workers, B'chol Shalmoyed, on the intermediate days of the holiday, we find Kula, a leniency, Yoyser Mishar, Umun Yoyser, more than other crafts. Shehed Yud She'enei Umun Bekach, that a ordinary person who is not a craftsman, Toifer Kedarke, can go ahead and sew, keep on sewing normally. So Hilkach Beisdin, Hilkach B'Yudalad, therefore on the 14th, the Kiel Mechol HaMoed, which is more lenient than Mechol HaMoed, Afilu Uman Namin Shari, even a craftsman is permitted. And also V'Asaporim V'Hakoyfsim, also with the barbers and with the washers, those who wash the clothes. Shekein habom b'dinas hayam, because the halacha is that one who comes from overseas, v'yoytze mebeis ha'asurim, and one who goes out of prison, misaprim u'mechapsim, they can cut their hair and they can wash their clothes b'chol ha'moed, on chol ha'moed. Kivan de'ashkechon b'en tzad heter, since we find a side of a permission, b'chol ha'moed, during chol ha'moed, the intermediate days, so b'yudalad, on the 14th, the kil, which is lighter, shor l'kol ha'alma, that's permitted not only for those who go out from overseas or go out from jail, but also for everybody. Af haratzonim, that's Rabbi says, also the shoemakers. Shekein, the reason is, says the Batanura, Shekein oile regolim, because those who go up to the festivals, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, misaknim in Eleihem, b'chol ha'moed, they also fix their shoes during the intermediate days. So that's the opinion of Rabbi. V'chachomim sabri, that Chachamim hold ein lemeidim tchilas meleches ratzonim, that we can't learn for the, to start with the work of the shoemakers, shoeisim and alum chadoshim tchila, they make new shoes from the beginning, misoif melecha, from the end of the melecha, tikun men olim shoele l'regolim, of the fixing of the shoes of those who go up to the holiday. So that what they do, they allow them just to fix the shoes, but not to go make shoes, and therefore the ratzonim to make new shoes is not permitted. V'alokh chachomim, that those are not permitted, the only ones that are permitted to do work regardless on Erev Pesach is the barbers and the tailors, the barbers and those who wash clothes. Mishnah Zayin, you are permitted on the 14th day of that's Erev Pesach to place pigeons and chickens on the eggs so that they should be sitting breed the new doves and chickens. But and a chicken that is that ran away on Chol HaMoed from the eggs that she is sitting on already for 3 days, you can bring it back to her place to sit, to continue sitting on the eggs. V'imaisan, if the chicken died, you can sit another chicken on its place. On the 14th day on Erev Pesach, you're permitted to throw out the garbage from a stable that the animals are stepping over on it. Ubemoyed, and on Chol HaMoed, Mesalkin Litzdodim, you are permitted only to push it away, the garbage, to the in the side of the stall, but not to throw it out. Medlichin Umevim Kelim Beis HaUman, you can bring to and take from the vessels from a craftsman on Erev Pesach. Even though he doesn't need them for Yontif. Says the Bar Tanura that Meshivin Shoivchim L'Tanagelim B'Yontif, you can place them on the Shoivchim, on the eggs, on the 14th. Says the Bar Tanura, Meshivin Shoivchim, Shoivche Yoinim, these nests of the pigeon that they were shoyeshvim, they were sitting in lagad lefreichim to raise other young birds. So meshivin oisim lachatchilu b'yudalad, you can on erev yudalad, that kind of a job you can do on the 14th. The tanegoyel shaborcha, but a chicken that has ran away in chol hamoed, b'chol hamoed says the Bar Tanura, the ilu b'yudalad. But if we're talking about the 14th, we would no need to say that she ran away. If you're allowed to put it down to sit, to raise the chickens, Amr the Shor, you say that is permitted. You don't need to tell us that you can bring back. He's talking about the chicken that ran away in Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to put l'chatchila on the Shevchim, but you're allowed, if it's sitting ready 3 days, the machzir. But v'hu, the condition is sheyoshva ala beitzim gimel yomim, that she was already sitting on the eggs for 3 days, koinu shebarucha, before she ran, the shuv ein abeitzim roim lachilo, so then those eggs are no longer fit to be eating. V'davar ha'avadu, then it's something that is going to be lost. So that's why hilkacha also, he may say, if he dies, meshiv acheres tachteo, he places another one instead of her, the shuv hefsid the beitzim, because of the loss of the eggs. Then he says that gerfim, that you can clean up and mashlich lechus, to throw out the garbage underneath the legs of the behemoth on the 14th. But ubemoyet, but on chol moyet, you can only put it to the side. So chamur yeser, it's more strict. And mashlichim lechutz, you don't throw it outside. El mesalkin letzdodim, but you push it to the sides. The melichim umavim kelim beisuman on erev yudalid, you can bring and take vessels from the craftsperson. Barba osor, va'aval pi shein letzir chamoyed, even though it's not for the purpose of the yontif. Mishneches shisha dvorim osu anshe yireichoid. Six things were done by the people of the city of Yireichoi. Al shloisha michu biyodom, for three things the sages protested that they should not do so. Al shloisha lemichu biyodom, but on other three things the sages did not disturb, did not stop them. Ve'elu heim shleimichu biyodom, and these are the three things that the sages did not stop them. Markivin the kolim kol hayom, they would say that the entire day of Erev Pesach it is permitted to plant these trees, and that is that you take a twig from a from one tree, which is a male, and you graft it into another tree, which is a female, so that from that you would get a tree. And the Chorchin HaShema, they also used to say that the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and together with Vahafto. And they did not say the Pasuk of Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Eloi Lomvod in between. The Koitzin V'Goitzin L'Fnei HaOimer, and they used to cut new grain and make of them granaries, so they would make heaps for them to dry even before they sacrificed the Korban Omer on the day after Pesach. V'lei michu biyodom, and the sages did not disturb them, did not protest. V'eilu shem michu biyodom, and the following they did protest. Matirim gam ziyos shel hegdash, they permitted to eat the fruit that grew on the tree after it was consecrated. They would say that only the fruit that you had consecrated you're not allowed to eat, but the fruit that grow afterwards you can eat. Gamzius means the growings, what's growing from the tree. They would eat on Shabbos those fruit that would fall down from the tree, and it wasn't known whether they fell on Erev Shabbos and then you're allowed to eat them on Shabbos, or they fell on Shabbos then you're not allowed to eat them on Shabbos. But the people from Yerecha, they would eat the fruit on Shabbos. The dois in peyo leyerek, they would give peyo the corner from all vegetables from the gardens and from the fields. Brought down the peyo perek aleph. Umichu biyodim chachamim, and the chachamim disturbed them, stopped them, protested against them. They should not give from vegetables. You should not give peyo. You should not give leave the corner for the poor people, because that way they're doing damages to the Koyan and the Levi, because the poor people think that that's actually Peya, and from Peya they don't have to give no Truma and no Meiser. But in truth, that you don't have to give Peya from vegetables, and therefore that Peya section also should give Truma and Meiser to the Koyan and Levi. So it's the Bar Tanura, and the Mishnah says Shisha Dvarim also Anshi Reche, they did six things. That was the custom of the people of Yerecha that they would do. So for three they protested, and three they didn't protest. The following they didn't protest. So markivin the kolim kol hayom. That's the kolim. Those are a young branch of a male palm tree, and they would graft it into a palm tree, a female, and because the male makes the fruit and the female tree does not produce any fruit. And they did it kol hayom, the entire day, that is kolaymar barba osar, on the 14th day. I mean, that's why this thing is mentioned over here, because we're talking about menigla al-simalocha, so they did this all day of the 14th. V'korchin as Shema, and they would wrap the Shema with the Vayim Shemoya. They would not say, Zog the Bartanura Shaloi Hoyo Emrim Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei Loi Lom Vod B'Kriya Shema. They would not say the Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei during Kriya Shema. Pirush Achar, another interpretation, what means Korchin as Shema, is not referring to the Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei, but Shaloi Hoyo Mafsikin. They would not make an interruption between Echad leVahavto, between Echad and Vahavto. Shatzarich, because by right you need to laharich beEchad, to prolong in the word Echad, and that long is ulahafsik, that interrupts, and to make an interruption between Malchus Shemayim, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, leDvarim Achirim, to the other things, to Vahavto. So you have to say long the Echad, but they didn't say long the Echad. They would go quickly from the Echad right to Vahavto. Without, maybe, even they said Baruch Shem Kved Malchusei, but the point here is they didn't prolong on the Echad, on the second shot. V'koytzrim v'goytshim, and the other thing they would do is v'koytzrim v'goytshim lifnei ha'imer, the third thing that they would do, that they weren't moichendam, is the Bartanura, oisim godish, they would make the heap of the grains, min ha'chodosh, from the new grains, lifnei ha'imer, before they would sacrifice the ha'imer. V'loi chai shinon, and they weren't worried, d'mosel le'mechal menei, that you might come to eat from it, because you can't eat before the ha'imer. V'loi michu biyodom, and the chacham did not protest. Says the Bartanura, kol ha'shish ha'dvarim sha'asu, all the things, six things that they did, kulam sh'lei b'rtzein chacham ha'yoyisim, they're all done not against the wish of the chachamim. But on the first three, these three, they didn't protest. But on the last three things, they did protest. And one of the things that they did protest, the first one is, he mentions, Matirim Lechel Gamziyeh Shel Hegdish. They would permit to eat the growings of the Hegdish. Says the Bartanura, Gedulim Shegodlu Be'ilon Shel Hegdish. Those are things that grow on a tree that belong to Hegdish. The Kasabri, they hold, and also the Lapri Atmi Shehugdash, the only thing that's prohibited to be consumed is the fruit that was on the tree that was consecrated at the time that you consecrated. The Is Svarim, and there's another Mishnayis, the Garsi, the version is Machzir. And that means a Kalaymar to say, Chaytchim Vekoyrusin Anfe Ilonis Shel Hegdash. They would cut down the branches of the trees of Hegdash, shetzomchu, those branches that grow achra shigdishu ha'ilon, after the tree was consecrated. So according to the first one, we're talking about the fruit. The second one is talking about the branches of the tree. And that is machzir. Machzir means the branches. Lahonis mehem, to benefit from the cut off branches that grew after it was Hegdash. And the other thing is, v'oichlim metachas hanisharim b'shabbos v'oichlim. They would eat, the people of Yericho, b'shabbos v'yomtev, on Shabbos and Yomtev, peiris shenimtzu tachas ha'ilon, fruit that were found beneath the tree. V'loi neidan, it wasn't known im noshru me'emesh, whether they fell from yesterday. V'heim mutarim, and you're permitted to use them. Oy noshru ha'yom, or they fell today, v'asurim, and they're prohibited. But they would eat it, and the Chum protested that. And further, they would give payah for vegetables. But we, says the Bartanura, know the halacha is the chol davar she'ein odo machnisoi likiyum, that anything that a person does not bring in to for it to stay for lasting for a time, in a chayiv bepayah, that's not mechuyiv, that's not obligated in giving the corner. A vegetable is something which you don't bring it in to preserve, because it spoils quickly. It's not like grain that you make a granary, make a godish from that, and you preserve it for a while. But for these things, says the Mishnah, that the Chachamim protested. Says the Bartanura, and the reason why by Peya they protested is Mishum the Komafkilo, who cares? They want to give Peya, let them give Peya. But there's a problem, Mishum the Komafkilo min hamaisa, because they are exempting, they're taking out that corner, that peya, from giving maiser. V'anim oichlim oiso betavom, betivlom. So first of all, they excluded from Meiser, because pay is part of a Meiser. And the poor people are going to eat it while it's devil, because Kisvurim Shehu Peyo, they think that it's Peyo. Peyo is Petura Mina Meiser. It's Potter from the Meiser, Mishum the Hefker Hu, because that's Hefker, and Hefker is Potter from the Meiser. Bishnates, Shisha Dvarim also Chizkiyah HaMelech, six things King Chizkiyahu did. Al Shloisha Hoiduloi, for three things the Chachamim agreed with him that he had done correctly, but on three things that he did, the Chachamim did not agree to him. Girer Atzmis Aviv Al Mitah Shel Chavolim. He pulled the bones of his father on a bed which was woven from string in order to embarrass him. That should be an atonement for his sins. V'hoiduloi, the Chachamim admitted to him that he was done right. Kiteis Nechasha Nechoshes, he broke the copper snake that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the desert, because people worshipped it as an avodah zarah, as an idol worship. V'hoiduloi, the Chachamim agreed that he did it correctly, that he did correct for breaking it up. Gona Sefer Refuas, he hid the book of healing. There was a book, in it was written down all kinds of stars and constellation, and that when you would make the form of the stars in that certain time, then you would be healed from the sickness. And so it was written, various different kinds of shapes from stars and sicknesses. And people would treat the stars as avodah zarah. So therefore, Chizkiyah HaMelech hid that book. And whoever gets sick should ask by Hashem and not go to this book. V'haydulay, the Chacham admitted to him that he did properly. But v'al shloisha loy haydulay. But three things the Chacham did not agree to him. Kitzeitz dalsis shel haychel. He broke down the doors of the Beis Hamikdash. V'shigron lemelech Asher, and he sent them away to King of Asher so that he should not come and have war with him. V'lo haydulay, the Chacham did not agree to him, because he should have trusted Hashem. Sosa Megichen Elyon, he closed up the upper well of water, which is called Gichen, so that the army of Asher should not have any water to drink. V'loy Hoydeloy, the Chachamim did not agree to him, because he should have trusted Hashem. Iber Nisan Ben Nisan, it was already the 30th day of Adar. On that day should have been a Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but Chizkiyah instructed that should be Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. He made a leap year. He said that should be the first day of the second Adar, and that year should be a leap year. But Lo Yehoydulay, the Chachamim did not agree to him, because the 30th day of Adar should not be should be only Nisan, but you're not allowed to make it for a second Adar. Says the Bar Tanura, the three things that admitted him. The first thing is Girer Atzmis Aviv. He dragged the bones of his father, says the Bar Tanura, Mishum Kapora, because of an atonement. V'loy Kavroi, and he didn't bury him. Lifi Kvedo, he didn't bury him according to his honor. Al Mitano, on a nice bed. Kedeshi Isgana Al Rishoy, so that he should be degraded for his evilness. The Yivosro Rishoyim, and then the evil will be looking and punishing and warned. They will be warned by what happens. Kitas Nechasa Nechoshes, he broke up the copper snake. Kediksib Divra Yomim, says the Bar Tanura, as it's written in Divra Yomim, Lefisho Yutoyim Achro, because the people would make a mistake and follow it as an Avodah Zarah. And also Vigina Sefer Refuas, he hid the book of healings, says the Bar Tanura, Lefisho Hoyo Lohoyo Libam Nichna Al Cholyom, because their heart would not be subdued when they got sick. Ela misrap miyad, they would be healed immediately. Rambam Pirish, and the Rambam explains Sefer Refuas, that the book of Refuas Sefer was a book media that would let them know minyone tzuris akalchavim, from the types of the shape of the stars, v'hatalmes sois, and the Talmasois and the constellations, Tzura Ploinis, that a certain image, Ha'asuyog Bizman, that is done in a time, Ve'is Yudua, in a certain designated time, Merapeh, Bizman Ve'is Yudua, Merapeh Esmachilu Ploini, can heal from a certain sickness. Ve'zeho Yekoriv, this was, came very close, Lahatis Abriyis, Achar Avedus Kechovim, to have the people mistaken after idol worship, Ve'lakach Gonzin, that's why he hid it. Iber, and the thing that they didn't agree, one of the last thing is Iber Nisan Benisan.
So the Bartanura la'achar shenichnas Nisan, after Nisan has already entered, because it was already the 30th days of Adar, Nimlach he decided, v'os Adar sheni, he made a second Adar. V'akosuv oimer, the Pasuk says, achoydesh hazeh lochem, this month to you, zeh Nisan. This is Nisan, v'ein achar Nisan, so you can't make two Nisans. V'la'iber chizkiyah la'achar shenichnas mamash. It's not that chizkiyah made it a leap year after it was already in the month of Nisan. Eliyam Shloshim Shal Adar, but it rather it was the 30th day of Adar Iber Es Hashono. He made the year into a leap year. Vanan Kaimelon, and we have the Halacha Ma'abrin Es Hashono that you don't make a leap year B'Shloshim Shal Adar on the 30th day of Adar. Hoyil V'roy Lekom Nisan, since it is fit to become Nisan, as the Gemara discusses Baruch in Masechta Sanhedrin.